get up, gotta get out, gotta get home before the morning comes. What if I'm late? Got a big day, gotta get home before the sun comes up.
Everybody, Jonathan Scott with Vegas Nonstop here on 920 The Game. You can also find us on iHeartRadio, iTunes Radio, Google Play, Spotify, Alexa, and of course on our website at VegasNonstop.com and social media at Vegas Nonstop. Joining me in studio, author, producer, and all-around good guy, Thomas White.
Great to be here again, as always.
Tom and I have kicked off the weekend, as we've been doing for the last couple of months over at Sapphire, topless day pool and day spa.
Day spa, yes.
Which is a great way to start the weekend here in Las Vegas for you guys and gals that are looking for something different and fun to do. The hot and the oh my god, it's hot summer weather has arrived, and we're inviting you to cool off with us at Sapphire Pool and Day Spa on Sammy Davis Jr. Drive. Vegas is known for its outrageous pool parties. Sapphire Pool and Day Club, certainly one of the best. If you're in Vegas, drive on over, visit us, Sapphire Pool and Day Spa, connected to the world-famous Sapphire Gentlemen's Club with hundreds of the most beautiful women in the world and a few ugly ones. And I haven't seen the few ugly ones.
I have. I've met them. They're very nice. They have sparkling personalities.
Well, we're gonna have fun today, and we're kind of all over the place as usual. That's why we sometimes refer to it as the Goat Rodeo. Jeffrey with a G is on his way in. He had emergency fish business.
Could you define emergency fish business? Do they need an appendectomy?
He needed a swordfish, and it reminded me of a Marx Brothers. And the password is swordfish. And this is, it's the name of a fish. Crouch would say, is it haddock? He says, oh, that's funny. I got a haddock, too. What do you take for a haddock? Oh, sometimes an aspirin, sometimes a caramel. He says, I'd walk a mile for a caramel. Anyway, that's Groucho Marx, my comedic hero. So here's what's happening, a few things around town. Of course, if you go to the website, VegasNonstop.com, we've got tickets for sale for Human Nature, Thunder Down Under, Boys to Men. And I'm not sure if it's ready or not, but we're going to start our weekly ticket giveaway. And we'll be giving away pairs of tickets to some of those shows and other shows. The 15th annual NBA Summer League starts at the Thomas and Mack Center and Cox Pavilion with all 30 NBA teams and the Chinese and Croatian national teams scheduled through July 15th. Tickets are $25 and $35 per day. Tickets are available at unlvtickets.com. And Vegas Nonstop will be on hand for all the games next week, broadcasting on social media. And please say hello if you see us there. We've got lots of stuff to go on. We've got the students from Desert Pine in studio, Tom, and they're going to be asking us questions. They're learning about broadcasting and having a career.
Well, they're
in
the right place, I'll tell you that.
Well, we make mistakes and we're proud of it. Saturday, July 6th at 8 p.m., our friend Vince Neil will be singing all of his original songs along with your Motley Crue favorites, including Girls, Girls, Girls. And that's over at the Cannery. Tickets start at only $29.95 to see Vince Neil from Motley Crue. Aerosmith, Deuces Are Wild, rock out with all their hit songs Sunday, Tuesday at the Park. Tickets start at $75. We might just get lucky and have Mr. Steven Tyler in the studio one of these days.
That would be incredible. Absolutely incredible.
I don't even know. I just would want to talk to him. I don't have any preset questions.
Well, you know, back in the day, I was the producer and directed the live tour of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I know you did.
And one of our producing partners was the general manager for Aerosmith.
Really?
Yes.
What was his name?
Yes. Steven... Not Tyler. It was. No. I can't remember his name, actually. It'll come to me in a second.
It'll come to you. Okay. Saturday and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., experience UFC Fight Week at the Downtown Las Vegas Event Center. It's free and open to the public. Saturday, July 6th is the UFC fight number 239 with John Jones versus Thiago Santos at T-Mobile Arena, presented by Modelo Beer. Tickets start at $150 all the way up to $1,750. Do you follow UFC?
Not very much.
I don't either.
Not very much. It was, we've had Joe Chavez in a couple of times here as a guest.
Joe Cortez.
Cortez, sorry. And it's really interesting to listen to him talk about boxing back in the day and boxing now and the difference between the fighters back then and the fighters now. And for whatever reason, the Sugar Ray Leonards and the Mike Tysons and that whole group had so much more appeal for me than the group today. And I can't really explain why. It just seems like the personality of the sport right now is not as attractive as it was.
Yeah, I'm a big boxing fan. I like boxing more than UFC. And I get in trouble, you know, because I call it homoerotic wrestling. Sure, our board operator says, yeah, you're going to get in trouble with that one. Friday, Saturday, Wednesday, and Thursday through July 15th at 8:05, not 8 o'clock, but 8:05, Super Summer Theater at the Spring Mountain Ranch State Park presents my favorite Shakespeare play, A Midsummer Night's Dream, Under the Stars. Tickets are only $15 for that, and I swear if it gets under 100 degrees, I'm going to go. It's been, you know, so my air conditioning went out the other day,
and that had to result in a...
That resulted in a staycation
there you go.
The beautiful Westgate Resort, 3000 Paradise Road, and a wonderful dinner at Edge Restaurant.
Oh, I've been there. I like that. That's a great place.
Yeah, one of the best things about it, aside from a terrific steak, is they have prisoner wine.
Oh.
I don't know if you're a fan of Prisoner.
Yes, no. I know. There's a couple of wines that are themed along that way.
Prisoners and being held captive.
Yes,
I know.
And criminals.
And criminals. And also at the Westgate, you can see our friend, legendary comedian George Wallace, who's a friend of the show, and he's on air with us once in a while. If you've never seen George Wallace, he's one of the funniest stand-up comics of all time. Our movie pick of the week is... Spider-Man, if he can't do it, no one can. Spider-Man Far From Home, Peter Parker swings back into action, catching bad guys in Venice, Italy, Berlin, London, Prague, and all across the globe. We talked about this earlier, but who's your favorite superhero?
You know, I answered it one way before, but after I started thinking about it, I'm kind of a Batman guy, which is weird because he's not a superhero. He's just a hero. You know, what's his superhero? I'm very rich. You know, what's your superpower? I'm very rich. And but I'm a Batman guy.
He's also a socialite. Socialite Bruce Wayne. I know. Mine would be Superman. We're talking because I was in a Superman fan club. We would collect Coke bottles and turn them in for 2 cents. And
oh, there you go.
On Saturday, we'd go to the corner candy store and get a Superman comic
book.
Yep,
you got a comic book and a bottle of Pepsi for 35 cents.
That's right. Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Discovery Children's Museum celebrates superheroes with a scavenger hunt, fashion show, and story time, and a superhero cape workshop. Las Vegas Avengers will make a special appearance. Visit discoverykidslv.org. Joining us in studio, Jeffrey with a G Line 1, go ahead, back from emergency seafood business.
Speaking of emergencies, I love the new digs.
I know. We're in a different studio.
You didn't even tell me.
I know. Well, I didn't have time to tell you.
Hey, buddy, we're in a new studio.
I didn't have time.
It was a surprise.
9 years.
It was a
surprise. 9 years. This is what I get. I get goose chases.
Respect is just around the corner, I promise.
I appreciate you guys filling in for me. I did have a seafood emergency today.
Was it an appendectomy?
Swordfish. The password is swordfish.
Well, my crack staff mysteriously lost an order for one of our
restaurants
on a Friday night just before service, of course. And so I had to put the S on my chest. And
that your favorite superhero, Superman?
Today it is, I think so.
You know what today is that might you might know? It's the 35th anniversary. Do you know what to finish the sentence? 35th anniversary of the first episode of Seinfeld.
30th.
Well, maybe 30th. I thought
30th.
It was...
You are correct. It is the 30th
anniversary. It's the 30th anniversary. I was so close, but yet so far.
First episode was the waiting in line for a table episode.
It was, really?
Seinfeld 4? No. At the Chinese restaurant?
The Chinese restaurant. I think that was the first episode.
You think so? I think
Seinfeld
that was. There was the pilot. I don't know. Was that the pilot episode? Somebody let us know.
I didn't think so. I thought that was later in the show.
I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
So what did I miss?
Well, you know, is restaurant week still... Some restaurants are still extending
today,
it through this weekend.
If they did extend it... I'm sorry, I'm getting some feedback here. If they did extend it, tonight would be the last night. My mic is on, though, right?
Yes. I don't know.
I'm not red lit over here, that's why.
We're in a different studio.
I'm just double checking. Tonight would be the last night of restaurant week. Or restaurant weeks.
Which benefits Three Square Food Bank,
which is
a great organization.
And basically the restaurants choose a dollar denomination for a meal. It could be lunch, dinner, or even breakfast, depending on the restaurant. I believe it's a $20 or $50 or $80 denomination. Mm-hmm. Portion of the proceeds goes to Three Square. And what they normally tell us, when I used to work with them quite a lot, is every $1 they get creates three meals. Three meals.
Wow.
And I've seen that operation go, and what they do over there is incredible. Chef Ryan and his team, do, and Brittany, they do a great job over there. So if you think about it, if $8 of your dinner is going to Three Square, that's 24 meals. That's pretty cool.
That's terrific.
Yeah, it really
just
is.
Just terrific.
And you know what? And it allows locals who may not normally go out and try certain restaurants to try some new places. We've seen an evolution of chefs leaving the Strip over the last several years and opening up these unbelievable restaurants in the neighborhoods, whether it's in Chinatown or the Southwest or Henderson or Summerlin. So there's really a lot to choose from, and there's some really great stuff out there.
We went to the Edge Steakhouse, which also participated. They had the $80 steak and lobster, which was a great special. And then the other day we went to Mon Ami Gabi, which had the $20 lunch. So we've certainly been taking advantage
of the beautiful thing there is you also have this unbelievable view of the Strip, of course, even if you're sitting inside.
From Mon Ami Gabi, it's just great. So anyway, there's a fight going on, UFC.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah, do you know anything about it?
I do. I'm going.
Are you?
Yeah. As well, you have two great fights, right? So the main fight is going to be Jon Jones returning to the ring after Lord knows how many suspensions for various infractions, usually not passing his drug test for the most part. And then
part of that is pretty difficult.
The what?
The written part of the drug test is very difficult.
He sometimes fails that too, though. That's how bad he is. But and then we're going to see a really great a female fight tomorrow night, I guess, which is the co-main event, which would be Amanda.
First time since Ronda Rousey?
No, Ronda.
No, it's the first time that there's been a large attraction. No,
I wouldn't say that. I guess the reason it's drawing some comparisons to Ronda Rousey is because Holly Holmes, who's going to be fighting Amanda Nunes tomorrow night, was the first woman to beat Ronda Rousey. She was the one that started she basically ended her career.
Ended her career, yes.
Because what people found out is once you punch Ronda in the face, she's done. Like, she didn't know what to do. Up until then, she'd get you on the ground, she'd get you an arm bar, and she'd tap you out in 30 seconds. Well, it's amazing when you take the bully and you punch him in the face once or twice, as I learned when I was a kid, because I was always the smallest guy. You punch a bully in the face, all of a sudden, the game changes a little bit. So she tried to return two or three times afterwards, and Nunez, I believe, was also one that I think was she last fought and also dropped her pretty well.
Right. So Knocked her right into the movies.
Nunez is a heavy favorite tomorrow night, and I don't think it's necessarily justified. I think people are overlooking Holly Holmes. Holmes is a great striker. She's a little taller. She's a little more reach than Amanda. If she can keep her away striking her, I think Amanda may come in a little overconfident because she just – was it Cyborg that she beat recently or someone? She beat Cyborg recently, and I think she's – I don't think she's as hungry maybe as Amanda is. So I'm looking forward to seeing that fight. And Jon Jones is a 7-1 favorite. I'd be surprised if he doesn't win tomorrow night very easily. He's a freak of nature in the 205 weight class. I mean, he's long, he's lean, he's nasty. He could strike with you. He'll get down on the ground with you. He'll kick you. And he's a beast.
Wow, it sounds exciting to me.
Yeah.
You're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on 920 The Game. We're going to take our first commercial break and come back with some of the students from Desert Pines High School. Stay right where you are. Jonathan Scott with Vegas Nonstop here on 920 The Game. And it's heating up out there, boys and girls, moms and dads. Make sure and stay hydrated and stay cool. I think I mentioned my air conditioner was out last week, and that was a lot of fun. But we've got some of the students in from Desert Pines High School. And we're going to start with Jesus. And I asked the students to write a little bit about themselves, so I'm going to try and tear through this, and you can tell me what. I'm going to stop in between. I'm not going to go completely through.
And are we supposed to guess who is who?
No.
Is that what we're doing?
Jesus.
He just said I'm going to start with Jesus.
Jesus is a senior, and you can stop me at any time, you guys. And if you want to ask Jesus a question, or Jesus, if you want to ask us a question, go ahead.
Is it true you're a senior?
Yes.
Okay, true. Good.
Tom. Yeah. Okay. Tom, you've done the three classes of radio that They offer Desert Pines in the span of 2 years. And you've obtained the skills of handling schedules. As you can see, we've mastered that as well.
I was sick that day.
Shows, broadcasting news. What do you like about news?
Oh, man. Basically, the big headlines. As you said, if it bleeds, it leads.
Yeah, that's an old newspaper thing. Huh. If it bleeds, it leads.
Yep. Teaching the kids right out of the gate at a young age. I like that, John.
Yeah, if it bleeds, it leads. What else do you like about news?
I mostly like getting the positive word out there, you know, because in a lot of news, you hear a lot of negative stuff.
Yeah,
for you. Good for you.
Really?
Well, it's funny. You know, John and I always say we don't do serious media. Everything we do is lighthearted.
Yeah.
It's informational, but it's fun.
Yeah.
And we want to make it fun for the guests.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. We keep our opinions for the boardroom.
Yeah.
And just, we're very bored.
You just got to make sure you put a smile on somebody's face. Yeah.
Working with and making advertisements. Have you done that? Have you made any ads?
Advertisements, yeah, for my class. We have to make advertisements. I guess 2 per week.
What kind of advertisements do you make?
It reaches from a product to a restaurant.
No, what'd you do? Like, tell us what you did.
I want the
real deal, not hypothetically.
I have the honor to make a Fiji water advertisement.
So you did an ad for Fiji water.
Yeah, Fiji water. Appreciate the Chick-fil-A AirPods. Yeah, I never owned the pair of AirPods, but
you can sell the hell out of them, right?
Yeah,
I got you.
So is this a copy that you're writing, or are you doing picture ads? What kind of advertisement?
Radio ads.
Radio ads. Good for you.
So you're writing the copy.
Yeah.
Right. That's read on air.
Yeah.
Jonathan, I think we got you an intern over here, buddy.
Yes. If it smells like fish.
Yeah, here, read this.
Don't go there.
No, I won't. Okay, and overall, working with people and making partners along the way. What kind of partners have you made along the way, Jesus?
Oh, I mean, a lot of diversity. I'm friends with Asian people, black people, African-Americans, Mexicans, white. I mean, right in this room, we had a football player, we have a baseball player.
I'm going to guess who the football player is. Yeah. It's not Jimmy.
We're not ready to go to that. We're not done with you, Hazel. That's called throwing.
Although Jimmy looks like a golfer. And
he wants to throw
right
a toss to his other bandmates here. You're a quick learner and try to finish the job, not quickly, but efficiently. Your hobbies are reading. What are you reading right now?
Oh, man, I forgot the name. It's probably just because I'm on air and my
brain is
dead. Yeah, I'm just nervous.
Yeah.
Everyone thinks this is so easy.
Okay, but playing video games. What do you play, Fortnite?
Oh, no, Fortnite, that's the mainstream one. I'm playing Red Dead Redemption 2.
I wouldn't know any of them.
Are you on Twitch? Are you on Twitch?
No.
You have a Twitch.
Do you watch Twitch?
Do you have a Twitch?
Have you ever Twitched?
Listening to music. Do you listen to that hippity-hoppity stuff?
No, actually, a lot of people call my music boring.
Like what?
Shout-outs to Mac DeMarco. You ever heard of him?
No.
Yeah. And a lot of Hispanic stuff.
Mac DeMarco?
Yeah.
No.
No.
I just checked my demographic, and it wasn't in there.
No, you're not in there. Practicing your instrument. What instrument do you play?
Trombone, tuba, baritone. That's the main three.
Oh, wind instruments. Wind instruments.
Yeah.
As you call them, a bone man playing the trombone. Kicking back kicking back with everyone to relax and catch your thoughts.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he's doing that right now.
I was doing that on the couch earlier. What do you want to ask us, Jesus? What do you want to ask us?
Oh, I mean, how is it? Have you guys ever traveled? Did anything big or important in your years?
You mean like in our entire life?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're all 25 years old. So
experience.
Jonathan and Tom have probably done. Tom's probably done more traveling than all of us. But
probably.
I wasn't born in this country, so I traveled here from Canada.
Wow.
Yeah.
I heard we're building a wall.
You are. It's on the other end of the country, though.
It's to keep the Canadians from coming down and stealing our health care.
Absolutely.
Oh, Canadians are taking our jobs. Hey, Zeus, you're going to be with us all next week with NBA Summer League. What are you looking forward to with NBA Summer League?
Just looking at the games and having fun.
Yeah.
Now, you said you're not really a sports fan, right? You don't follow sports of any kind?
I follow sport pro wrestling.
Pro wrestling?
Yeah.
Like WWE?
It's fixed, right? It's all fixed.
You mean the fake pro wrestling?
Yeah, the fake pro wrestling.
You know who Zion Williamson is?
Yeah, my friends are talking about him in just a while, saying he's the big shot.
I like how Jesus could just pass the buck.
He's the most anticipated player to come to the league since...
LeBron James.
And tonight he makes his debut here. the first time Summer League has sold out the first two games.
Dude. Okay. So who do you like being on the air with out of your buddies here, Tank or Jimmy?
I'm mostly experienced with Jimmy, but I would love to work with Tank. Yeah, Tank's a good friend of mine.
Yeah, he doesn't look like he likes you, really. Let's bring Jimmy up. Jimmy, trade places with Jesus. Let's find out a little bit about guest number two, bachelor number two. If you were on an island and you had to play a sport, what sport would it be?
Baseball.
Who's your team?
Padres.
Good for you.
Why?
My dad is a Padres fan at heart, so I just kind of picked up the tradition.
That's kind of how it goes.
That's great parenting.
Did your dad grow up in San Diego?
He's born in Cincinnati, yep, and grew up in San Diego.
Whoa. He's not a fan of the Big Red Machine? I don't get it.
He was there for a month, I think.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
Or a year, so now. He grew up in Coronado, so always been a Padres fan.
Now, Jeffrey with a G, I saw you posted something on social media about Pete Rose last week, didn't you?
I did. I posted some of his accolades because it's amazing when you actually look at them again to think that he is not in the Hall of Fame. However, I'm going to correct myself in that a lot of people that wrote back to me reminded me that Pete actually signed a piece of paper with the commissioner saying that he wouldn't be allowed into the Hall of Fame. He did it himself. In other words, he did.
Was he coerced? Yeah.
Maybe. That was Faye Vincent at the time, the commissioner?
Yes.
I don't know about the coercion, but he did sign it, and I feel terrible for him, obviously, today. And listen, obviously, he didn't live a lily white life, but when you look at those numbers, man.
The numbers are astounding. There's no question, but the crime is just as hellacious as you can get.
I think you were the ones that responded. Hellacious.
I'm sorry. That's another one of those... multi-syllable words. the thing that about all professional sports, and we keep having this discussion too when it comes to betting becoming legalized
fixed.
Yes, that you have to maintain the integrity of the sport, and if there's any hint of of backroom dealings or any hint of something being fixed, it's going to destroy it.
And we know now that Pete bet on games that he played in and that he coached.
Yes,
and I get that.
You know, and he did it repeatedly over a number of years, so it's not like he didn't leave a stain. He did.
He did, and probably the biggest stain as it pertains to players gambling on the sport. Jimmy, go ahead.
Does it make it any less worse that he was betting on his own teams?
Well, yeah, because then you have collusion, which is what Tom is talking about, right? He had a vested interest, depending on what side of the game he bet, to alter the game one way or another. Maybe he doesn't put in a switch hitter. Maybe he doesn't steal. Maybe he doesn't put down a bunt. You see, like, those little nuances that don't jump out at you, but in hindsight you look back and say, well, did he really give it his all?
And what if his bet was that we'll win by 2 runs instead of 5?
Okay.
All right.
Fair enough.
So,
total runs scored in a game, and it's close towards the end, and he makes a call that affects the outcome of the total.
Fair enough.
Yeah, there's definite correlation there. I don't know.
I hear what you're saying, and I feel the same way. You look at those numbers, and it's really hard that he's not in the Hall of Fame. But at the same time, you just can't do it. I mean, it goes back, and baseball goes back to the Black Sox scandal,
1909, wasn't it?
Yeah, 1919. And Shoeless Joe Jackson should be in the Hall of Fame, but he's never going to be.
Ty Cobb was no saint.
You know?
But this is a bigger discussion, because then you can get into steroids and that conversation, Sammy Sosa.
And that was going to say, too, because as great as Pete Rose's numbers are, look at all the guys that went through that PED, and they're not in either.
Yes, I was going to bring
Roger
that up.
Roger Clemens. Forget Sosa, because he was a home run hitter.
No, but
Barry Bonds. Barry Bonds.
Jose Canseco.
No,
he Mark does, McGuire.
They're not necessarily Hall of Famers, but like guaranteed Hall of Famers?
Yeah.
Rafael Palmeiro, Barry Bonds, certainly Roger Clemens, and they've all been
Mark McGuire?
Yeah, I don't know if he's a Hall of Famer, but
Phyllis McGuire?
No. The McGuire sisters don't qualify.
And thank you. On that note, we're going to announce that you are listening to Vegas Nonstop here on 920 The Game. Also available on iHeartRadio, iTunes Radio, Google Play, Spotify, Alexa. Play Vegas Nonstop on our website, vegasnonstop.com. We're taking another commercial break. Come back more with the kids from Desert Pines High School. Stay where you are. Thank you.
morning, love. And the sunlight hurts my eyes. And something without warning, love, bears heavy on my mind. Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me. Just one look at you, and I know it's gonna be a lovely day.
Hey everybody, Jonathan Scott with Vegas Nonstop here on 920 The Game. Also on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Google Play, Spotify, Alexa, and of course on our website at VegasNonstop.com, where we've got our brand new Vegas Nonstop t-shirts available. Hey gang, the 15th annual NBA Summer League starts at the Thomas and Mack Center and Cox Pavilion with all 30 NBA teams and Chinese and Croatian national teams scheduled through July 15th. Tickets are $25 and $35 per day, and tickets are available at UNLVtickets.com. And of course, Vegas Nonstop will be on hand Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So if you see us, we're going to be broadcasting social media. Say hello. And we do have Jimmy in studio, Jimmy Greco, who's a senior over at Desert Pines. Jimmy, do you play golf as well?
No, just baseball.
Yeah, what are you a pitcher?
I pitch and play shortstop.
Yeah, how did I guess? How
what do you
guess?
Prefer?
I prefer the field.
You do?
I
don't
really?
Like I don't like pitching.
Why?
I like to have an arm by the time I get to college.
Hold on. Do you feel that your arm is getting fatigued currently?
Currently, kind of. I mean, it definitely is sore, and it was very sore after season. But, I mean, other than that, I just don't like the pressure it has with it. I would rather much be in the field.
Starter?
Yeah.
What, lefty or righty?
Righty.
What's your favorite pitch to throw?
Four-seamer.
Okay.
I like throwing curveballs, though, too.
Oh, yeah? But, you like the heat? The old number one.
Bringing in the heat.
Bringing in the heat.
Now, earlier you said that you're a Padres fan?
Yes.
Because we happen to have a Padres fan sitting right next to us, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Time you're...
It goes way, way back when, like to the 70s, when it was Dave Winfield and Ozzie Smith and those guys, Randy Jones pitching, and Tito Fuentes on second
Smith,
base.
One of my favorites. How long was he in San Diego for?
Oh, 4 or 5 years.
Then he went to St. Louis?
I think so.
Wow.
Not sure.
And
but,
Winfield, he was around. He was everywhere.
He was everywhere after that. But the announcer used to always, as the team took the field, he would run through the entire lineup as fast as he could. And his last run was, and Tito Fuentes at second base.
So, Jimmy, you're going to be out with us at NBA Summer League. And do you watch basketball at all?
Yeah, I do. A little bit. I mean, I keep up with the news, though.
And you've been on the speech and the debate team. Yeah?
Yeah.
And you're the president?
I was last year, yeah.
The El Presidente?
President of what, the debate team?
Yeah, the speech and debate team. Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Speaking of pressure.
Like to argue.
I want to get into an argument with him right now, just because he said that.
I like this. Most people describe me as hardworking, passionate, thoughtful, and the person who just can't lose an argument. I'm very eager to learn more about radio and broadcasting throughout this experience, and very excited for all the opportunities. All right, what questions do you have for us?
What are you guys most excited for about the Summer League?
Well, certainly
air conditioning.
Zion.
Air conditioning. I'm most excited about air conditioning.
Certainly seeing Zion tonight and opposing him on the New York Knicks is his former teammate, who's the guard for the Knicks right now.
Yeah. Well, what? Just keep in mind what day it is.
Right. Wednesday. I always get confused.
And Jeffrey gets confused because he has so much fish in his diet.
Yes. That's all the omega-3 pumping through my blood.
You know, is this the first year that you can bet on NBA Summer League?
I can't answer that, and I don't know why anyone would want to.
Well, there's odds.
I would imagine, but there's zero history for you to be able to make any sort of a knowledgeable decision. Having said that, I realize it's Vegas, and they'll just bet on...
Well, it's like betting on the NFL preseason.
Correct.
Well, that's what I didn't remember, if they were able to do it last year.
Most guys at handicap games and bet on a regular basis will not touch a preseason game, an NBA Summer League game, or anything of the sorts.
Well, I mean, they're posting the odds, and I don't know where the Pelicans are coming in on this, but they're not in first.
What, for last night's game?
Actually, the Knicks are no, the Knicks for the whole thing.
Oh, I think the Knicks are favored.
Bet on the whole season.
I think the Knicks are favored to win the whole thing.
They are.
There you go.
But I think it's like 10-1.
Great.
here.
I got to tell you, there is a story in the NBA right now that I'm absolutely fascinated with, and I'm absolutely loving what Kawhi Leonard is doing.
Oh, I wanted to talk. I wanted to bring this up, too. I so want to talk about
this. I've been waiting on this for days because so much so in today's world, with social media, with sports, with agents, with just the way the world is today, we are as a society, especially with professional sports, nothing is kept quiet. Everything is leaked. Everyone is grandiose and self, promoting themselves and everything like that. I love what this guy is doing. And it started when he sat out with San Antonio for a year, even though there were murmurs from his coach and teammates that he was healthy enough to play. And he said, nope, I'm not going to play. And then he made an unpopular decision and went across the border for DeMar DeRozan and went to Toronto and only brought them an NBA championship in his first year there in Canada, right? And now everyone's wondering where he's going, to the point where a private plane lands in Toronto the other day, and there's helicopter news.
It's like
news.
The white Bronco chase.
It's like OJ, and he doesn't say a word. And he still hasn't said a word. Everyone is pontificating where he's going to go. I think he stays in Toronto. I really do.
Well, and as of this morning, it was L.A. again.
Think we know at this point it's between the Lakers and the Raptors.
Yeah, I'd have to say.
But what Jalen Rose said the other night on TV was actually very interesting to me. He said he's going to take a 2-year short-term deal because he still has a window to win another ring or two with Toronto. Remember, we're not going to see KD in Brooklyn for at least 2 years. The East is still not that great. Celtics are good. They're not that good. And they already know they can beat Milwaukee. You know? So if he takes a 2-year deal with Toronto and that will end his 10th year in the league, he's now eligible for that Supermax deal.
Yeah.
And then he goes to the Lakers, or he can decide and sees what goes on now.
Right.
With the brow.
The interesting thing that's going on now with this Max and Supermax and all of NBA free agency is there used to be a rock-hard saying in sports, which is money is undefeated.
Yeah.
And it's not anymore.
No.
KD gave up $50 million to go to Brooklyn. Okay.
Unheard of.
Yeah, who
not
does
to go
that?
Not to go to the Knicks, to go to Brooklyn.
Yeah, it's incredible.
You're not on Broadway, you're on off-Broadway.
I wouldn't pay $10 to go to Brooklyn.
You're off-Broadway.
Your equity waiver there. And the same thing in the NFL. Le'Veon Bell sat out last year, and he gave up $14.5 million to not play for the Steelers.
Correct. And we're seeing players taking their own health, their own well-being, both physically and monetarily, into their own hands, either with or against the advice of their agents and their team. I love it. And meanwhile, it's been 4 days. Kawhi hasn't said a word, and they're waiting on every word coming out of his mouth to see what he's going to say, and he hasn't said anything yet.
Well, and the other side of that is there's kind of a junior high feel to the NBA right now.
A little bit.
Because, you're my buddy. Let's go play for the same team, okay?
And we can hang out,
yeah. All right? And so I don't know if it's good for the league.
I don't think the league has much of a choice.
Time will tell. Yeah, they have no choice right now. And time will tell if that's the right thing to do. But it just... it goes back and forth, and I'm so intrigued with the whole process. And in the meantime, on the NFL side, they're close to closing a new CBA with the Players Association.
Correct.
That doesn't expire until 2021.
Exactly.
So,
talk about a short-term deal.
Yeah. So it's like...
Well, the other thing I found interesting is everyone's going, why would you rather go to Brooklyn than play for Madison Square Garden? And well, you got a guy by the name of James Dolan, and we saw what he did to one of his legendary players, right? Oakley,
mm-hmm.
when he was in the stands last year, he had him physically removed out of the game.
You go to Brooklyn,
who are you playing for? Jay-Z. Jay-Z's not doing that to his guys.
Yeah.
Jay-Z's not embarrassing his guys like that. Dolan doesn't understand that part of the game, how it reflects on him, and how it reflects on the decisions when it comes time that matter, that these guys are not going to come play and work for a guy that treats players like that, especially legendary guys that these guys look up to.
Yeah, there
like
you go.
Like a Charles
there you go,
Oakley.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Jeffrey, I don't know why you're against this Vegas Summer League odds. When you look at this, you could probably make some money. The Knicks are 10-1. 76ers are 12-1. Just look at those odds.
You're just talking about betting who's going to win the whole
who's
thing.
Who's going to win, because...
How the hell do I know?
A couple of years ago...
I'm going Team China, 100-1.
Yeah. Let's throw $10
right?
on that and...
I figure Yao Ming must have a couple of cousins that play for them.
Wing ding and
well,
Ling
he's
ding.
Actually the runt of the family. I don't know if you knew that. But...
I don't know.
I saw one player that's playing that's 7'6".
Yeah, for the Celtics.
7.5 for the Celtics.
Yeah, comes from the University of Central Florida. His name's
He's
Taco.
He's a center, of course.
Taco. His name's Taco.
His name is Taco.
Yeah, man.
Taco Tuesday.
We got Taco, man. He's
in
gonna be
studio.
Huge.
One,
be
one,
a fish
one of
tacos.
One of our broadcast students. I'm gonna try it. Jovanka Kipu Augustin, a.k.a. Tank.
How do we pronounce your first name?
Givancier.
Givancier.
Givancier sounds French.
Oh, I like it.
Is it French?
I honestly don't know. I asked my parents.
And they won't tell you?
No, I've asked them like so many times on what it is, and they've never really actually gave me a response to that.
Huh. Can we get them on the phone? No, I'm kidding. you're 16 years old. You're a junior at Desert Pines High School. Your favorite sport is football. Who's your team?
Seahawks. But since the Raiders are coming, I might switch over to them.
Don't do it.
Why not?
Don't do it. It's bad news.
Well, they have...
They're not here yet, so I can continue to bash them.
They have until the best receiver in the
You're
going to
jump from Seahawks?
League.
They do. They have an AB.
They have a solid offense.
They do.
Their offense is really good.
Dysfunctional.
Dysfunctional.
So easy on the kid.
So you've been playing football for 8 years?
Yes, I have.
And your parents didn't mind when you were a little guy? Or maybe you were a big little guy.
I was a big little guy.
I'm assuming you're Samoan?
I'm Hawaiian, actually.
Oh, Hawaiian.
Yes.
Were you born in Hawaii?
No. I was born in Georgia.
Ooh, a southern boy.
No, he's from Russia. There's a Georgia in Russia.
What part
Come
of Georgia?
On.
It was a city called Warner Robin.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been in Vegas?
I believe.
Well, let's ask your parents that, too.
Yeah. These questions are going to get more difficult as we go along. Just want to warn you.
What do you want to know from us? What could you learn from us in seeing how we were goofing around here and having fun?
Okay, so I want something from Jeffrey.
What do you want to know?
How long have you been a sports geek?
Sports geek?
Yeah, like,
oh,
that's
man.
So he recognized that the Jonathan second you walked in the room, too.
Okay, so I was born in Montreal,
mm-hmm.
and I started going to hockey games when I was probably 8 or 9 years old, and the Canadians were winning Stanley Cups. And when I was 12, I moved to Boston when Larry Bird just started, and I lived down the street from Larry Bird. So somewhere between 8 and 12 or 10 and 12 is where I really just went all in on it. And living in Boston at the time... was a lot of fun because the Celtics were everything. I lived down the street from Larry Bird. I used to see all the Celtics all the time. And then as I got older, I went to, I lived in a town called Brookline. At Brookline High School, we were two stops away from Fenway Park. And as a freshman, as a sophomore, I would skip school. I'd go watch Roger Clemens pitch as a rookie. Or
aren't you the good influence on the kids?
I'm telling them the truth. You can't do that anymore.
These guys are all seniors anyway. They're not going to be doing school at all. So
you're 16 years old, right?
Yes.
When I was 16, 1986, the Patriots were in the Super Bowl, the Red Sox went to the World Series, and the Celtics won the championship. So we had a good year, you know what I'm saying? We lost them all, but except for the Celtics. But when you grew up in that era, sports was a little different. The way they played the game, like, yeah, I grew up with Magic and Bird and Barkley and Jordan, like Isaiah and Lambeer. Like, these guys played like warriors, literally like warriors. Like, there'd be fights on the court every night.
It was the absolute golden age of the NBA.
Yeah, and even football was great at the time. I mean, Jonathan, your Bears won their first championship.
85? I'm glad you brought up the Bears, by the way, because... Mitch Trubisky. With football season approaching, there's countless player props and futures odds on the NFL MVP and passing, rushing, receiving leaders at Las Vegas Sportsbooks.
Good thing you don't have to worry about any Bears players.
Kansas City Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes is the favorite to repeat as NFL MVP.
Not happening.
4-1.
Not happening.
But the runaway leader in tickets and money wagered to win the award is one Mitchell Trubisky.
To win what?
NFL MVP.
MVP.
Trubisky?
Yeah.
Chicago Bears QB.
The most amount of tickets.
It's 30-1 at Caesars Entertainment.
Good value.
Yeah, after opening at 75-1, he's 50-1 at the Westgate after opening at 200-1.
Uh-huh.
They're absolutely inundated. There's the second time I'm saying inundated on Mitch Trubisky to win the MVP.
Right.
It's broken the six-figure loss at this point, says.
I put my money on Drew Brees at 10-1.
I was going to say Drew Brees.
So there's so much Chicago tourist money in Vegas.
It is the only award that he does not have on his mantle, and his career's coming to an end. And if he has a – he would have won it last year
Except for Mahomes.
So if Mahomes has a little trick.
A lot of bets on Kirk Cousins.
He gets beat in the NFC Championship game, and then he gets some rookie in Kansas City that takes his award away.
Yeah. There's a lot of money going towards Kirk Cousins to win the MVP at 75-1.
Kirk Cousins.
Before moving his odds to 45-1.
I'll take Aaron Rodgers.
Andrew Luck is the 6-1 second choice.
Yeah, that's not a bad guess.
Followed by Carson Wentz at 7-1. Aaron Rodgers.
Carson Wentz.
And 8-1. And again, Packers suck. Caesars is also taking a lot of action on Trubisky to lead the league in passing, moving his odds from 60-1 to 30-1. Trubisky guided the Bears to a 12-4 record, but finished 20th in passing yards. Push the red thing.
You are so popular today.
I know, Clint.
He's going to have to wait. Anyway, he's going to have to improve. But just the way the Bears' offense runs, they'd be shocked if they led the league in passing. We're going to take another short commercial.
Who's writing this? The Bears are going to lead the league in passing.
No, he says he'd be shocked if he led the league.
Oh, if they did.
He'd be shocked.
Thank you.
He'd be shocked. Push it again. Push it again.
Sorry, Jonathan's not available right now. He'll call you back shortly.
Yes, and you know what exactly I'm doing. You're listening to Vegas nonstop.
He's actually supposed
exactly
to be here.
That's right.
What's he doing calling you at 8 o'clock on a Saturday morning?
He has no show. He's a no-show, and he's got no show. You're listening to Vegas nonstop here on 920 The Game. Stay right where you are. Scott with Vegas Nonstop. Here at 920 The Game. Also available on iHeartRadio, iTunes Radio, Google Play, Spotify, Alexa, and of course on our website at Vegas Nonstop, where you can order our brand new Vegas Nonstop t-shirts, which only come in black, which is my favorite color until they find one darker. Tonight, July 6th at 8 p.m., our friend Vince Neil is going to be singing all of his original songs along with your Motley Crue favorites, including Girls, 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 Girls at the Cannery. Tickets start at only $29.95. Also, classic rock star Aerosmith, Deuces Are Wild, rock out all of their hit songs Sunday, Tuesday at the Park. Tickets start at $75. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Experience UFC Fight Week at Downtown Las Vegas Event Center. It's free and open to the public. And the UFC fight is tonight, July 6th, fight 239 with John Jones versus Thiago Santos at T-Mobile Arena, presented by Modelo. Tickets start at $150 and go all the way up to $1,750. So it's a good week. Jeffrey with a G, how was your 4th of July?
It was actually really nice and relaxing. I really didn't do much.
Yeah,
it was a quiet day for me. We were closed. I had a few barbecues to go to. I stopped by a couple friends. And I probably was home by 7 o'clock.
Tom brought up a good point that nobody blew their fingers off.
I wanted to send a shout out to all professional athletes who managed to keep all their fingers attached to their hands this year.
JPP.
It's just, it's great. We were talking earlier, and my neighborhood seemed to be Firework Central yesterday.
Mine was too.
They had the neighbors across the street had a board set out in the middle of the street that was about 5 feet long, had probably 40 tubes on it, and it ran for 15 minutes. And they were just going, all electrically timed and set off.
My favorite 4th of July story relates to my friend John English, friend of the show. John's kids were little, and, you know, I've been friends with Flavor Flav for a long time, and Flav invited me to come on over to his house. And so we come over, and Flav's got fireworks set along
everywhere.
The whole cul-de-sac everywhere, and he's shooting them off, and just as we pull up, and John had escalated, all of his kids were hanging out the window, and just as we pull up to Flav's house, the cops were putting the bracelets on him and arresting him. And he goes, "Yo, Johnny, I'll call you from the airport tomorrow. I'm leaving for Paris." He was lighting the whole street up, and then finally they every year he would do it on the 4th of July, so shout out to him.
That sounds like Flav.
My friend Flavor Flav, yo boy.
Notable sporting events on 4th of July.
Yeah.
Yankees Dave Rigetti threw a no-no against the Red Sox in 1983.
Yeah, what else happened on 4th of July? Any other notable sports in history?
That one stands out to me the most because I'm a Red Sox fan.
The thing that was most significant about yesterday is it started with that 6.6 earthquake in Southern California that many
people felt here.
Okay, my wife did. She felt it.
But you didn't?
I did not. I was driving.
That was the first time she's felt any movement in your bed for years. Okay, go ahead. What do you got?
That was the first time I ever felt the earthquake, too.
Yep.
Yeah, I felt it. I was in my parents' room. I had to watch my baby brother. And I just saw everything shaking, and the bed was shaking. I was tripping out.
Well, you know, the point I was going to bring up is that's how the movie Independence Day starts, is with an earthquake in L.A.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we're lucky that yesterday turned out the way it did.
Well, you know, a lot of people think here in Vegas that we're going to have waterfront property pretty soon.
Yeah, people would think that California is just going to break off at the border.
The reality is, if I have this correct, it's not going to fall west. It's going to shift north. So
I don't know. I didn't feel
boom.
Anything.
I don't know. That's the way the plates are working.
The biggest Westgate. Fault line is on that line, correct, north.
We were at the Westgate because our air conditioning was out. So we didn't feel the earth moving anywhere. So, you guys, what do you think? Any more questions?
I got one. Tank, what position do you play?
Oh, I play offensive lineman.
Offensive line.
Come on. But,
I was going to say linebacker.
I'm trying to move to linebacker or defensive line.
You got to be able to move to be a D lineman. Are you quick on the feet?
No, that's bad. No, that.
You just
dropped to the seventh round.
Talk about the program a little bit. Let's get Coach Michael Gobbin a little bit here.
Coach.
Director of the program. Talk about the program at Desert Pines just for a second.
Us a few tips, if you would, because we're really lacking today.
I'm proud of all of you guys because you didn't come on and you didn't sound like radio guy.
Absolutely not. We don't do that in my program. We just talk. We just have fun. We just enjoy our time. That's what I want these kids to do. I want them to be natural, have a lot of fun.
Sort of like how you're being now. You're just being yourself.
I guess I'm trying to be.
And Jeffrey and I used to, when we were on another station, at the half hour they used to do traffic, and there was a guy that we used to call radio guy. Yeah. Jared, that's when he come back in. And it's backed up at the spaghetti ball. Sports and weather coming at these than the ones. It's going to be 105 degrees today. Yeah. So back to you, Jeffrey, with more music. And that was radio guy. We come back laughing out of the break.
Yeah, no, I worked up in a radio station up in Salt Lake City for a few years right after college, and then made my way down here about a decade ago and started teaching this radio program over at Desert Pines, and it's just been awesome, man. It's been crazy.
I'm sure it gives the kids an outlet to sort of have a voice where otherwise they wouldn't. But when they first get on, like I've been doing this with Jonathan for 9 years now, and when I first came on, it was definitely not easy. You'd realize how hard it is to fill, let alone an hour, 30 minutes of airtime.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds interesting for the listener. And I'm not sure that we are very interesting for our listeners.
They're a little bored with you.
I'm just saying I'm cognizant of how difficult that is.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's one of the things we do, too, is the fact that we've got, you know, an hour and 10 minutes in each day for our classes. I try to get them at least a 30-minute show every day that we can keep them going. But when you got 30 kids sitting in a classroom, you got to be able to kind of stretch that a little bit so they get like one or two shows every couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But, you know, when they do it, it's great. Fantastic.
I found that sincerity is really the most important element of doing a job like this. And once you learn to fake it, you're good to go.
That's what my friend Lou Volcano said.
Sounds like
he
teaching.
He said, Johnny, in order to succeed in show business, you have to be able to fake sincerity.
Yep. Oh, my gosh.
I love each and every one of you. You're the most beautiful audience we've ever had.
I think I've told my students that a few times.
You did?
Yeah.
You love each and every one of you.
I love each and every one of
you're
you.
You're the best kids
you are
we've
the
ever
most
had.
Amazing students I've
but
ever had.
We have a good group of guys.
You're amazing, you're amazing, and you're amazing.
Didn't ask what kind of music you liked. Who said they wanted to be a DJ and play music? Tank?
Yes, I did.
What kind of music do you like to, would you play?
Would I play? Or
who's your favorite artist?
My favorite artist?
Aerosmith?
No.
Meek
Mill?
Boys to Men?
A lot of reggae music.
Reggae?
Yeah,
so like,
get close.
We played a little reggae.
Every little thing. I like Bob Marley, but I listen to the people that, like someone named Jay Bug. Or another person named Spawn Breezy. I like their music a lot.
Have you been to Jamaica?
I've never been to Jamaica. Actually.
Would you want to go?
I would love to go.
Well, I'm not inviting you. I'm just asking you.
I saw
that coming a mile away.
Trip. He's like, yeah, I'll go with you, man. I'll pack your luggage. What time are we leaving? He's like, great. Well, you're all great. I appreciate you guys coming in today.
You guys all did
Jeffrey,
a
want to give us a couple of picks for the weekend? You were spot on with your Yankees in London.
Oh, my God, were you straight on. What? I want to talk about that because we texted.
50 runs in two games?
We texted, and you said, well, it's because of the – it's like a high school field.
Yeah.
And I didn't understand what you meant because
– the dimensions of the field.
I'm supposing that the mound is the same height and it's the distance to the plate is the same.
60 feet, 6 inches.
But they were hitting that ball every time. It was like it was 6 feet wide.
So dead center at the O2 Stadium was 385. So to give you an idea, that's like left field at Yankee Stadium, you know, and this was dead center. And if dead center's at 385, as you come in with the dimensions, it gets smaller and smaller and smaller. So
yeah, but still they were hitting line drives, they were hitting base hits, and there weren't a lot of home runs.
Baseball has been very, very good to me.
Jess.
And Jess. I want to thank everybody for coming in today, especially the students from Desert Pine High School. And Coach Michael Goff, thank you so much for coming in.
You're welcome.
Jared, our board operator, for being on the fly with us. Tom White for being my my partner in arms here.
And Jared correcting me that Jay-Z is no longer an owner in the Brooklyn Nets, so thank you.
Yes, and correcting me that the Chinese restaurant was not the first episode of Seinfeld.
If you see us out over the NBA Summer League, please say hello and eat well, party hard, my friends. Have a great weekend. Jonathan Scott saying be nice to each other. Cheers. Peace out.
Take the Yankees today.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, everybody. Thanks for Desert Pines High School. Thank you, Coach.